That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
Welcome back. You're tuned into The Wire on 95BFM. The first of the boot camps promised by the coalition government will be operating by the middle of the year. Boot camps are military-style academies for young people who commit serious offences. However, lecturer in forensic psychology Simon Davies, senior lecturer in clinical forensic psychology Claire Ann Fortune, professor of psychology Karen Salmon, and PhD candidate in forensic psychology Linda Fatialofa, all from Te Heringa Waka, Victoria University, have written an article about the psychological evidence that this form of intervention is ineffective and does not work. I spoke to co-author Dr. Claire Ann Fortune about the psychological evidence behind this and why boot camps are still being seen as a viable option. I started our interview asking her about what boot camps are and what their intended purpose is.
Boot camps are based on military-style discipline and military-style drills, so they're quite regimented in their process. And the intention, I guess, rather than their purpose, I think the intention behind them is, well, the colloquial understanding of the intention behind them is really to have consequences for young people and to hopefully, I think the intention behind them is to change their ways. Obviously, that's where the psychological elements start to come into it in terms of do they actually work as intended and create change.
Is structure and military discipline an effective intervention for young people who commit serious reoffending, do you think? Can you talk me through some of the negative psychological evidence against boot camps?
Yeah, the overarching and overwhelming evidence in New Zealand and overseas is that boot-style interventions, boot camps, they're called different things in different places, but essentially then they're not associated with positive outcomes. So they can sometimes be associated with short-term improvements, but generally speaking, the long-term change in behaviour is not seen. And in fact, they can be associated with actually increasing the risk of a young person engaging in further antisocial behaviour, which obviously is not the intended and hoped-for outcome. The evidence is a little bit more complex than that. Overall, not effective or actually potentially increase risk, but also there is some evidence they can be effective when they have a therapeutic component. Generally, is when they're associated with better outcomes. So where there's a strong therapeutic component during the boot camp, and also when there's sort of what we call follow up. So there's support for the young person after they finish the boot camp and to help support them to move back into the community and their home environments.
To kind of add on to what you're saying there, as you said, research into boot camps has found that those with a rehabilitative component are more effective at reducing reoffending than other models. If the rehabilitative aspect of boot camp is what makes it most effective, why do you think the government is keeping the boot camp component? Why are boot camps still being proposed as a viable option then?
That's an excellent question, and I obviously don't know the answer. I would guess that it's things like that it makes sense on from a political perspective, that they believe that that's what the public and general population and their voters would like. Obviously, on the surface, I can see that it's sort of, you know, common sense suggests that it would make sense, change these young people's lives around, you know, show them discipline. But I mean, I mean, the psychological evidence suggests it just is not going to work the way people perhaps think it might. And I think also we're perhaps blending or blurring and conflating the issues of consequence, or the more colloquial definition of punishment, with rehabilitation. And boot camps, I guess, are a consequence. They are a punishment in the sense that everyday people might think of punishment. But they don't meet the psychological definition of a punishment, because if they were, they would actually be associated with a reduction in antisocial behaviour. But they don't meet those requirements of a punishment and from a psychological perspective, because often the consequences are not immediate, they're not certain, and we also know that severity actually can increase the risk, particularly of high-risk repeat offenders, of actually increasing their risk of further offending.
How do you propose this move will impact young people's attitudes towards authority?
Oh, my understanding is this is targeting the very, meant to be targeting the high-risk sort of serious repeat offenders. And in some ways, they're the ones who are most likely, as a group, to present with the most significant needs in terms of, you know, the very difficult and challenging background experiences that they've experienced. So trauma experiences, chaotic and sort of inconsistent caregiving and parenting and all those sorts of things. So for this group, they are likely to really struggle with the military-style element of this. It's not likely to meet their needs from their psychological needs. Actually, it's probably likely to increase their anxiety, their levels of stress, and long-term possibly increase their risk of actually further behaviour, including aggressive behaviours. So really what we should be doing is targeting, the research suggests therapeutic input is going to produce the best outcomes. And so if we were to provide really intensive ongoing support to this particular high-risk group of young people, we would probably see better outcomes for them.
That was Senior Lecturer in Clinical Forensic Psychology at Victoria University, Dr. Claire Ann Fortune, speaking to me about boot camps.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.